you open my eyes.
You open my eyes to wonders new. You captured my heart with this love. Because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And if you have your Bibles or if you want to look in the overhead, we're reading through Psalm 119. We're at verses 29 to 36. Remember, it's a long psalm. It's 176 verses. They're in eight sections each, and it's following the Hebrew alphabet that is 22 letters. We're on the 17th letter, which is Pei, and so every one of the verses begin with that letter. It's an acrostic, so you can follow along, and this is, it's really the scripture is a plumb line for truth, and the scripture deals with issues that really test the greatest of minds, and they judge and answer all controversies. Those who prize the word, well, the word is wonderful to them. Those that don't, well, they just won't follow the word. And so the psalm is really prizing the word of God. So follow along in verse 129 of Psalm 119. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul observes them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted. For I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water because they do not keep your law. Father, it is a grief to us, Lord, when we find those that turn away from your Bible, turn away from you, especially, Lord, those that we've known in the past, Lord, that no longer cling to your word and follow you. And Father, I do pray that we might be light bearers of the good news of Jesus Christ, that we might be those that declare your truths and your word. And Lord, the plumb line of the word of God, Lord, really be the standard by which we live, that we walk straight, we walk upright. So we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for our time of worship. Lord, we give you our hearts. We give you our lives. Lord, we pray that we not only bless you through the words of our mouth, our testimonies of our life, as we sing praises unto you, but Lord, as you also open our hearts that you might minister to us through your word. So we give you this time. Lord, be blessed, be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Tender whisper.
In our lives, God, and as we just sang, it's so awesome that you do call us nearer, you draw us nearer to yourself. Even though we know who we are, Lord, we know that we're not perfect, but Lord, we thank you for accepting us. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Honor you, Lord. You do reign over heaven and earth. Father God, you reign in our lives. Lord, as we continue to just lift up our voices, our hands, Father, and surrender to who you are, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to change and transform us, Father God. We don't want to leave here the same way that we came. So, Father, move by your Holy Spirit now in Jesus' name.
Thank you. That you would bear my cross.
a blessed week.